I want to say something to you, beloved. Freemasonry, to my own knowledge, is one of the greatest causes of demon possession, activities, insanities, sicknesses, interferences by evil spirits that I have been given grace to discover. Freemasonry is a terrible thing in which the children suffer through the parents' sins. It is of the devil. It is strictly forbidden in Scripture, because you cannot belong without taking an oath. And oath-taking is not allowed in the Christian church. Its purporting to be good and Christian and spiritual and do good is a perfect lie, if ever there was one. Because it doesn't intend to help everybody, like God and Jesus. It helps the Masons. It's really a very selfish sect, masquerading under the name of doing good. Moreover, I understand that there is a blood curdling at that. In itself, it is designed to keep up secrecy. Whereas the Lord Jesus says you've got to come all out into the light. Hallelujah. Here's a typical example of it. Fears, bondages, can't do it. Well, now, beloved, he can. That's the point. Of course he can. We're going to pray. He should be free. But I want to tell you this. Some years, some months, I've forgotten now. Perhaps it was the back end of last year. I was invited to go out onto a certain place in England, the British Isles, and speak at a particular meeting. Brother Bob Luck came with me. In fact, he is very good to me. He's like a father. He sort of chaperones me and chauffeurs me and shoves me around. Shakes me up occasionally. It's very nice when it's 6 o'clock in the morning with a cup of tea. But we were there. And into these meetings, there came a gentleman and his wife. During the course of the meetings, God ministered, the Spirit of God came down. And then this particular gentleman offered to take us out, show us some view spots one afternoon. And feeling a bit of in need of a bit of a break, we went. And in the car, he said to me primarily, he said, "Now look here, what's wrong with me? I can't get through into all this that you're talking about. I want it, I attend, I think he said it was a Pentecostal church, and I have had some experience, but I'm not through. I haven't got what you've got, I'm not rejoicing in what you've got. What's the reason?" Well, time was short, so I said to him, "Will you answer me one or two questions? And perhaps the Lord will enable us to find out what it is." He said, "By all means, I want to get free. I want to be what God wants me to be." I said, "Have you ever been in spiritualism?" He said, "No, never." I said, "Have you ever been in Freemasonry?" He said, "I'm in it." He was so high up in it that he's next to the Duke of Kent in it. So high up. I said, "We needn't go a step further. That's the cause of your trouble." "Oh," he said, and went silent. Drove on. And after a while he said, "Hope you're listening, Jim." He said, "What have I got to do?" I said, "Repent and quit it. You're in sin. You've got to get out of sin. And you've got to do it And I said to him what I always say and say to you and everybody. You must, but this isn't my must. I have no control over you. I can't tell you what to do. I have no dominion over your faith, but it's God must. You must stop sinning in this realm. You've got to come out. If you want what God's got for you, you've got to quit what the devil's provided for you. He said, right. We continued our drive, and in the evening meeting, God moved again. I expect he'd had a little word with his wife. I don't know. She's a very dear soul. But I think his wife was the first one out that night. He followed her. They knelt down on the floor. Quite a lot more in that company moved, and God did. And he said, as ere he went to bed that night, I've got to go and write some letters. And then the next morning, he told us, I posted 5 letters this morning. One was his letter of resignation. If I was to tell you his name, you might know it. Very, very high position in the government, in our nation. But he, and his act, I looked for his name in the honours list, probably cost him a knighthood. It wasn't there. He was due to receive it. He lost the accolades and the honours of the world. He's lost a knighthood. But he'd better have a dayhood. And glory be to God. That's wonderful.